感谢主，又能够再回到弟兄姊妹当中，实在非常喜乐。
Thank you, Lord. I'm so joyful that once again I can come in the midst of you before the Lord.
上个主日，不在我们弟兄姊妹当中。
Last Sunday I wasn't among you.
十月底的最后主日，因为是在长岛交通。
Because the very last Sunday of October, I went to the fellowship at Long Island.And also the first two Sundays of this month, I went back to Taiwan.
大概九年半没有回台湾去了。
I haven't been back to Taiwan for 9.5 years.
坐飞机坐十几个钟头，又要转机，觉得非常辛苦。
So it's really quite wearisome, counting all the traveling time plus the layover. So it's a bit too much on me.
所以稍微体会到有一些弟兄们常出差要到远东去，实在是很不容易。
So then I have this a sense now, being able to sympathize with all those brothers and sisters who often have to take the plane to far east for business trip. I think it's really hard on them too.
所以实在需要神恩典扶持他们。
So we really ask that through God's grace that it could be upheld.
这次回去也。在聚会里面见到那个柳家豪，我们的弟兄。
And also in this trip back to Taiwan, in the fellowship that I went to, I also met our brother Eric Liu.
他功课非常繁重。
He was so busy at school.
也到台南去看了那个毛伯母。
And also I went to Tainan to visit Sister Mao.
毛伯母他已经85、86岁，但是看起来身体非常强壮，
运动
非常好。
85 or 86 years old, but outwardly looking, she's very strong in good health.
她还问弟兄姊妹好。
So she just send all the greetings to all of you.
好，我们早晨我们继续来看约翰一书。
Now this morning we will consider First John.
好，翻到约翰一书第一章第一节到第四节。
First John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现以我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
我们再翻到第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十二节、十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
我想也许我们再翻到哥林多前书。
First Corinthians,
第一章
chapter
1,
verse 9.
更多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分呢，我想，英文应该可以直接把它翻作好，我们也是被他所召，好进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The Chinese version says that we would have a apart with him. But the English translation is exactly into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This concludes our text reading. Would you please bow your head? Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we give thanks to you for once again we come before your throne of grace.
每当我们来到你面前, 我们实在有颗心愿更多来寻求你, 愿更多来认识你。
Every time when we come before you, we just have this heart to know you even more, to seek after you.
借着你话, 更多人明白你的心意。
And also, through your words, we can know more of your heart.
我们感谢你, 我们这些属乎你的人, 是你所呼召, 来到你面前的儿女们。
We thank you, we are all your children who are called by you.
让我们能常常在你恩典里面一同来承受你更多的祝福。
So often in your grace, we come together to inherit all of your blessings.
也能够一同在你恩典里面被你建造，被你成全。
Together in your grace, we are being perfected and built up.
好叫你的心意，能够成就在你的教会当中。
So that your will be done in your church.
因此早晨这点时间，我们恭敬仰望在主的手中。
So with reverence this morning, we simply complete this time into your hand.
你分别为圣，宝血在这里多遮盖我们。
Set it apart that your precious blood will cover it all.
那我们在这里只有心，不看别人，乃是看主耶稣基督自己。
So here we just have one heart that, Lord, we do not want to see anybody else but you yourself.
我们在这里只有个心，愿意听见你向我们说话。
Here we just have this heart to hear your voice.
当你向我们说话的时候，我们里面就活过来。
Because when you speak to us, our hearts will be quickened.
我们就有力量行走前面的道路。
Then we will have the strength to continue in this heavenly way.
我们将仰望祷告都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We simply pray and look unto you in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们继续来看约翰的书信。
Now we continue to fellowship on First John.
我们说啊，约翰的书信呢是讲到一本生命经历的书。
We've said that this epistle is a book of life.
到约翰一书第五章末了说呢，约翰告诉我们。
It speaks of the experiences of life, and when we come to the chapter 5, toward the end, John says,
他说他将这些话写给你们，就写给神的儿女们。
John says that he writes this thing to all those who are God's children.
你们这些信奉神儿子之名的，要叫你们知道有永生。
To all of you who believe in the name of the God, the Son of God said that you do know you have eternal life.
我们知道有永生乃是因着相信神的话。
So we know that the reason we have eternal life is because we believe in the Word of God.
神的话告诉我们说，信主耶稣基督的人就有永生。
Because God's Word tells us that whoever believes in the name of the Son has this eternal life.
但是在这里使徒告诉我们说，他写这些话给 圣徒们，让他们知道自己永生。
Here, the Apostle John told all the God children that if you believe in the name of Jesus, then you do have eternal life.
在希腊原文里面，知道有两个字。
We know that in the Greek original, this know is composed of two parts.
一个知道是一个客观的知道。
Two kinds of knowing. One is objective knowing.
我们可以读一些书，我们从这些书本里面知道一些事情、一些资料。
Just like we could read books, and from there we could understand some knowledge of it. We know something.
但是在这里，他所用这个知道呢，是讲到一个主观的知道。
But the word used here is a subjective knowing.
就是说。 你亲身体会经历到一些事情的时候，你对那件事情有一种的认识，一种知道。
That is the knowing that you gain from your personal experience.
所以使徒告诉我们说，当他从第一章讲到许多神儿女一些属灵经历的时候。
So in chapter 1, as the apostle tells us, all about the experiences of the saints.
经过这些事情以后，最后。 有一个结论，有一个知道，乃是里面一个真正的知道。
That is, through all these experiences, they come to this conclusion. That is the inner knowing.
这是一个里面自知，一种主观的一个知道。
This is from inside a subjective consciousness.
所以在这里就让我们看见，原来这一本属灵经历的书告诉我们一件事情。
So here we know that First John is a spiritual book in experiences.
当我们读约翰书信的时候，我们看见这里面许多基督徒的经历。
Here we read about all the Christians' experiences.
这些经历都发生在我们这些信奉主耶稣基督人的身上。
And all this happened to us who believe in the name of the Son.
当我们有这些经历以后呢，我们里面就有个自知，有个自觉，知道我们里面有永生。
And after we have all these experiences within us, we have this consciousness that we do know we have eternal life.
因为我们有这个永远的生命，所以我们才能经历这些事情。
And that is because we have this eternal life first, then we are able to experience all
these things. 所以一方面，我们必须需要相信神所说的话，我们知道我们有永生。
So on the one hand, we have to believe the word of God saying that we have eternal life.
我们必须照着他的话接受主耶稣基督做我们的生命，我们知道我们里面有永远的生命。
Because according to God's word, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we have this inner eternal life.
但是当我们经过基督徒生活以后，我们这个生命里面有一些经历里面，我们更确定我们里面的确有永生的。
And then through our Christian living, that we do come to the conclusion that.Within us, we do have this eternal life.
所以使徒保罗之所以写这一卷书给圣徒们呢，是叫他们知道他们是有永生的人。
So the apostle John wrote this book just to tell them that you have eternal life.
我们说这一本属灵生命经历的书。
We said that the spiritual book about the spiritual experience.
使徒约翰他被称为耶稣所爱的门徒。
And then the author is Apostle John who.Is called the apostle whom Jesus loved.
所以他和主有一个很亲密的一种关系。
So he has such an intimate relationship with the Lord.
所以使徒约翰对和比其他门徒知道对主的知道好像知道主心中事情好像稍微多一点。
It seems that Apostle John seemed to know the things within the Lord's heart more than the other.
神也让他在使徒当中活最长久。
And also, God allowed him to live the longest among the apostles.
这个长久也是说到一种生命经历的一种丰富。
Because of the length of his life, he also experienced all the riches of the experiences of life.
所以主给他的指示，给他见证，给他指示就是要见证这个生命。
So the very ministry he received from the Lord is to testify of this life, this experience.
也要传递这个永远的生命。
To relay this eternal life.
所以有人告诉我们说，约翰他是一个生命执事的一个使徒。
Therefore, some people say Apostle John is the apostle which has the ministry of eternal life.
所以他所写的头一本书《约翰福音》也是讲到一本生命的书。
So the very first book Apostle John wrote is the Gospel according to John, which also talks about life.
在约翰福音里面的生命这个字出现36次。
And in that book, the word life appears 36 times.
当约翰福音到最末了二十章最后节在那里告诉我们。
And toward the end of the book, in chapter 20, we read.
他之所以写约翰福音，之所以记载这些事情。
The reason John wrote it down and recorded all these things
是叫人能够知道耶稣他是基督是神的儿子。
It's for people to know that Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is the Christ,
并且相信他，借他的名就可以得到永生。
And by believing in his name,they would have eternal life.
所以，约翰福音的目的是告诉我们，让我们相信耶稣他是基督，是神的儿子。因着相信他，我们就可以得到永远的生命。
So the purpose of the gospel according to John is for us to have this eternal life, knowing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. By receiving His name, we have this eternal life.
而他所写第二本约翰书信呢？就是讲到，当我们有这个永生的生命以后呢，如何来经历这个生命
？And the second book John wrote is his first John. In this epistle, he told us that after we receive this life, how we can actually experience it.
也如何来享受这个生命
？How we can enjoy this life.
并且借着这个经历这个生命，然后认识这个生命有哪些特性
？And also through this experience, through this life, we can come to know the characteristics of this life we have.
所以一开头他就告诉我们说，论到那从起初原有生命之道。
And that's why in the very beginning he says that which was from the beginning, the word of life.
这个生命之道是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the word of life is that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled.
亲见、看见、摸过，这都是讲到一个经历。
Seeing, hearing, touching, they all speak of experiences.
为什么人会经历到这起初原有生命呢？
Why the people can actually experience this word of life from the beginning?
因为这个生命已经显出来了。
Because this life was already manifested.
因为神儿子有一天道成肉身来到地上，活生生的活在人的中间。
Because one day the Son of God became flesh, living, alive among us.
人可以来认识他，人可以来经历他这个永远的生命。
So people can come to see him, to experience him, the very eternal life.
所以我们说，生命不是一个抽象的、一个很玄的一个东西。
So we know that life is never an abstract or ethereal thing.
生命是一个很具体的。
It's something very tangible.
因为若是有生命，这个生命一定有一个表现，一种生活出来。
As long as there is life, there is this manifestation of this life.
所以当这个永远的生命它显在人的中间的时候，使徒们他们就可以经历它，可以认识它。
So when this eternal life is revealed among the apostles could actually experience it.
的确，当主耶稣活在肉身里面，这些使徒们，这些跟随他的门徒们。
Indeed, while our Lord was in his flesh, these apostles' disciples followed him.
他们在那听他讲道，他们在那看他做行了许多神迹奇事。
They could hear him teaching. They could see all the miracles he performed.
他们实实在在摸过他的肉身。
And so solidly, tangibly, that they actually touched our Lord's flesh.
但是我们今天的经历。不是在肉身里面的。
However, today our experiences are not in the flesh.
他们从前所经历的那种听、看、摸，今天在我们属灵生命里面是一个里面的一个认识和经历。
The hearing, the touching, the seeing that apostles, disciples experienced then, today has been turned into an inner real thing for us.
因为我们相信主耶稣基督圣灵住在我们里面，这个永远生命住在我们里面。
Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so this eternal life, this Holy Spirit, indwells us.
我们可以听见主向我们说话，我们可以看见主在生活上许多的带领。
We can hear the Lord's voice speaking to us. We can also see all the leading of our Lord in our lives.
我们可以感受到他与我们同在。
We can sense that He is with us.
这些对我们来说都是实实在在的经历。
All these things are real, solid matters.
所以有时候我们像传福音讲这些经历的时候。
So sometimes when we share the gospel, we talk about all of our experiences.
那些福音朋友他们觉得我们讲这些话好像是神话。
And all those gospel friends would feel, oh, these are fairy tales.
对他们说好像不实在，是一种好像非常空洞的一些道理。
To them, these things are not real, empty words.
他们不明白我们所说的事情。
They do not understand what we said.
他们把它当作神话来听。
They just think all these are fables.
感谢主，不是神话，乃是神的话。
But we thank the Lord. These are not fables. These are the words of God.
因为其实也有生命之道，这神的道它已经显现出来了。
Because from the beginning, this word of life has been revealed.
我们已经得到了，我们经历过了。
And that we have received it and we have experienced it.
因为这个生命是我们可以经历的。
This is the life that we can actually experience.
我们怎样才能这个经历这个生命呢？
Now, how can we actually experience this life?
我们必须里面有。这个生命我们才能经历这个永远的生命。
First, within us, we have to have this life, and then we experience it.
我们知道主耶稣曾经跟那个尼哥底母在那边讲论重生的事情。
We know that the Lord Jesus once talked to Nicodemus about this being born again.
主耶稣对他说，人若不重生呢，就不能见神的国。
And our Lord told him that a person who is not born again,who is not born from above cannot see the kingdom God. And Nicodemus replied, man, we've been old, how can we be reborn again? He felt so amazed that things like this could happen.
主耶稣就对他说
So the Lord Jesus
said to him,
Verily, verily, I
tell you,
what we say is that we know. The testimony we bear is that we have seen. But you cannot receive our testimony. Why is Nicodemus cannot understand the things that the Lord talk about? Because he has never had this born again life. Therefore the Lord told him you have to be born again. So here we know that a person who has never been born again would never understand the seeing, hearing, touching thing
of the John talk
about. But we thank the Lord that he made us to be born again. So all the John, all of John's experiences have become the common experiences of all of us. Because we have received the same life. And also we experience the same Lord. So a true born again Christian more or less could tell us how he actually hear the voice of God. Sometimes we hear his voice from his word. And sometimes we hear the Lord speaking to us through the words of our brothers and sisters. And other times God would speak to us through the circumstances
you're
in. And in all the external circumstances, we could see the wonderful leading of our God. And other times at the meetings or in our personal devotion, we sense His presence. And right there, it seems that we touch Him. He's right next to us. So brothers and sisters, all these are real experiences. So brothers and sisters, after we are saved by His grace and when we come to the Apostle John's epistles, we should be able to put a handle on the teaching that John is trying to describe to us. Because this is not only John, Apostle John's personal experience, but this is our common experience. So here the Apostle tells us that the life was manifested. And John himself had entered into this life. Not only did he experience this life, he said, Now I was bearing witness. That should say he testified of the life. This should say that he was bearing witness of this Lord, the Son of God, whom he has experienced. Through his experiences, he could see the Lord, he could touch him. He came to understand what kind of Lord he was. So right here, he testified that the Lord, what kind of Lord he was. So brothers and sisters, first we have certain experiences of this Lord in our experiences, and then we come to bear witness for him. That's why we say we want to preach the gospel, we want to give testimony, and what testimony do we give? To testify what that this Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And this Jesus Christ, what kind of Son of God he is. How he is crucified and for us sinners. And 3 days later he rose from the dead. And then he gives us this eternal life. Brothers and sisters, this is the content of our testimony. So when the Lord was resurrected,
使徒行传第一章告诉我们说, 他用许多的凭据将自己活, 显给使徒们看, 四十天之久。
Act 1 teaches that through many evidences for 40 days, he showed himself alive among all the saints.
在那讲神国的事情,
and he was teaching the kingdom of God.
当主耶稣活活显给门徒们, 使徒们 40天, 看的时候,
when in those 40 days, when the Lord gave such a living evidence that he is the risen Lord.
然后后面他就说,
then the Lord continued to say, you have to be my witness.
当圣灵降临在他们身上的时候,
when the Holy Spirit came upon them,
他们要从耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚直到地极,
they will bear witness of our Lord Jesus starting from Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, all the way till the end of the earth.
怎样才能为主做见证呢?
Now, how could they bear witness of the Lord? They first had to experience and see this living Lord. They first had to hear this living Lord speaking to them. Then could they become witnesses of him? As to us, it's the same thing. Sometimes we have a car accident.
我们要上法庭, 要找一个见证人来证明我们那天, 车祸是怎么发生的。
We have to go to the court. We have to get a witness to come along to testify exactly what happened on that day.
就找到一个当天, 车祸发生的时候他在场,他看见每件发生的事情是怎么一回事?
We will get this person on that accident day, that person was actually on the spot, seeing all the details.
这样的人他才能成为见证人。
Only this person like this could be qualified as a witness.
因为他在那所见证的是他所经历的。
Because this person actually testified his own experiences.
他在那所见证的内容是那天他所看见所听见的。
The very content of his testimony is just all the things on that very day that the things he saw, he experienced.
甚至那天发生的事情他是当事者。
Maybe he was just one of the person who is involved in that accident.
这就是一个见证。
So this is called a testimony.
我们看使徒那个约翰彼得有天在那个门口在那医治那个瘸腿的。
So we read the account about Peter and John. One day they went to the Gate Beautiful and they healed this lamb from birth.
当他们将那个瘸腿起来行走以后,
after they told this lame person to rise up and to walk,
那些犹太人看见他们就非常稀奇,
and all the Jews saw that, they were so amazed.
然后使徒们就在见证说，这位耶稣，这位生命的主，圣洁公义者，你们把他杀了。
And the apostle testified that this Jesus, the Holy Lord, whom you have killed, the just one,
神却叫他从死里复活。
But God raised him from the dead.
我们都是为这事做见证。
And we are all witnesses for this thing.
他们在那做耶稣复活的见证。
And there they simply bore this witness of the Lord's resurrection. Because they actually had seen the living Lord.
听见复活主在那向他们说话。
They had already heard the voice from the living, the risen Lord.
所以当他们在那做见证的时候，他们被官府抓去恐吓他们。
So after they gave the witness that they were taken to prison and they were threatened by the officials.
禁止他们不可奉耶稣的名单教训人。
They were forbidden to preach this name of Jesus to teach others.
他们说我们所看见的，我们所听见的，不能不说。
So the apostle said, we had to say the things we have heard, we have seen.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们真的亲身经到主耶稣基督，我们不能不说。
So brothers and sisters, if you have personally experienced or heard the Lord Jesus, you cannot help but tell it.
这就是为什么许多弟兄姊妹他刚蒙得救的时候。
This is why so many brothers and sisters, when they are first being saved,
他那么火热，盼望能够 把这个福音传给别人呢？
They're just on fire. They want to share the gospel with others.
因为他刚刚经历到复活主在他生命上的一个改变。
Because they just experienced the change of the risen Lord that has called him to experience.
因为他刚刚经历到罪得赦免那种喜乐，那种平安。
They just experienced the peace, the joy of their sins being forgiven by the Lord.
所以你不需要去鼓励他去传福音，他自动他就巴不得。把他所看见所听见然后为主来做见证。
So you didn't have to encourage that person to share the gospel. He was just on fire. He couldn't help but sharing the gospel, sharing the testimony.
我们看使徒保罗他得救以后。
Now that's considered Apostle Paul after he was saved.
神呢借着亚拿尼亚对他说话。
The Lord spoke to Apostle Paul through Ananias.
神要使徒保罗他说将你所看见所听见的对外人做见证
and told him that you will bear the witness of what you have seen and what you have heard
当使徒保罗在主那听见一些话看见主一些的作为他就要在众人面前为主做见证
when Apostle Paul first had heard seen things of the Lord then he would bear the witness among all the people
所以弟兄姊妹当我们得救以后
so brothers and sisters after we have been saved
当我们进入到这个复活生命的主在我们里面的时候
after we have experienced the risen Lord within us
我们在生命里面听见他向我们说话
and in life we hear his voice
我们看见他许多作为，感受到他同在的时候。
When we have seen his acts, when we have sensed his presence,
我们就要开始为这个生命的主来做见证。
Then we'll start bearing witness of this Lord of life.
把我们所认识、所经历的、认识的主来与人分享、交通。
And we will share fellowship with others of this very Lord that whom we have experienced.
是用什么？只有一个重生得救的人，他才会为主做见证。
So brothers and sisters, only a person who is born again can bear this witness for the Lord.
经历主生命在我们身上做改变的人，他才会为主做见证。
Only the person who has experienced the transformation in our life would bear testify for the Lord.
若是我们只是得到一些的道理
，If we only receive certain teachings，
若是我们只是接受到一些基督教的道理教训。
Or only if we only receive certain Christian doctrines.
我们不可能在为主做见证。
It's impossible for us to testify of the Lord.
这个就是可能有些人，你看他好像说他也信了，他也受了浸。
This is probably why you've seen certain people who profess that being a Christian and who have been baptized.
但他从来没有想过要把主见证出去。
But it never occurred to them they need to bear the witness of the Lord.
只有一个真正经历过主的人，他才愿意站在为主做见证。
Only a person who has truly experienced the Lord would actually bear witness of Him.
所以使徒保罗，使徒约翰，他站在经历到这位生命的主。
So here we see Apostle John actually has experienced this Lord of life.
他说他现在又要做见证，将耶稣同在前显现于我们来，永远生命传给你们。
Now he says that we will bear witness, declare to you that eternal life. He was from the very beginning with the Father.
不仅在那里做见证，他乃是要把这永远生命把它传递出去。
Not only was John giving the witness of the Lord, but also he wanted to relate to pass on this life.
叫人不仅听见他的见证，也来接受这个永远的生命。
So not only would people hear the testimony, but also receive this eternal life.
在这里说要传给讲。两次说要将这个永远生命传给你们。
And twice he said, I will declare this eternal life to you.
这个传呢，英文里面呢那个 Darby 声音把它换作报告。
In Darby's version, it says to proclaim, to declare.
什么是一个报告呢？
Now what is this proclamation?
就像那个做一些化学实验。
It's just like you're doing some chemical test.
经过一些试验以后，你得到一些结果。
Now after certain tests, you would come to this conclusions.
有一些结论，
you have certain results.
写成个报告来报告给人知道。
Then you write it down as a report, and you would report to others.
所以在这里让我们看件事情。什么是永远传递永远生命呢？
So what is to declare this eternal life?
也就是说，我们有一些经历的。这些就成为我们报告的内容，把这个永远生命把它报告出去。
is to say that since we have experience of this eternal life, now we report as a report to you.
叫人接受这个报告，就接受这个生命。
So when people receive this report, they receive this eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里一直让我们看见一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, here we continue to see one thing.
只有一个经历过主生命的人，
that only the person who has experienced the life of the Lord,
他才能够在那为主做见证。
Could he bear witness of his Lord?
他不仅为主做见证，
not only,
他还是把这个永远生命把它传递出去。
Not only does he experience the Lord's life, but also he declares, he reports.
叫人接受这个生命，接受这个见证，接受这个生命。
People.Upon hearing the testimony, would receive this eternal life.
是当我们当我们刚开始要信主的时候。
So, before we believe in the Lord.
许多基督向我们做见证，分享他们的生命的经历。
Many Christians would testify of their experiences and their this eternal life.
我们相信他们所交通的那些见证的故事，那些见证的或说真理。
And if we believe on all the truths, all the experiences that they testify of,
当我们相信他们见证的时候，我们在那里就接受这个永远生命。
When we believe their testimonies, and there we receive this eternal life.
所以这是个生命经历的一个报告。
So, our sharing the gospel actually is the report of this sharing the experiences of the life.
因为这些报告都是那些向我们报告的人，他们对主的一个生命的体会和一个感受。
All these reports are the personal experiences and the feedback on the very life that these people have first experienced.
特别我们在唱一些诗歌的时候。
Especially when we sing certain hymns.
我们知道许多诗歌它不仅里面有非常清楚的一些真理的一个发表。
We know that in the hymns, not only do they give this clear manifestation of the doctrines.
但许多宝贵的诗歌它不仅有真理的一个非常准确的真理。
Not only do they have very accurate teaching of the truth.
许多诗歌内容里面都是一个生命经历的一个发表。
But also their contents are actually the expression of their lives.
所以为什么我们去唱一些诗歌的时候，你们会有同样感受呢？
And this is why when we see these hymns, sometimes within us, we just have the same sentiment.
因为那些诗歌不仅是一些真理而已。
Because these hymns are not only truth,
是作诗的人的经历。
But also, the experiences of all these hymn writers.
为什么我们里面会起共鸣呢？
Why is we would echo what they say?
因为那些经历也是许多基督徒共有的一个经历。
Because what they say is just the echo of all the saints' experiences.
若是只是作诗人经历感受的话，我们去唱的时候，里面不可能起共鸣。
If this is only this hymn writer's personal experience, only his experience within us, we would not have this echo. Because what he writes is exactly what we experience and exactly our story. That's why when we sing these hymns, we just feel this provision of life.
所以为什么有些诗歌能够存留一百年、两百年之久，一直许多人那么喜欢的唱呢？
That's why some hymns would endure 100, 200 years, and they're being loved by so many people to sing.
经过时间、环境的考验，圣灵把他们存留下来。
Through the test of time, of the circumstances, the Holy Spirit keeps them.
让后来的人去唱这些诗歌的时候，也会感受到那生命经历的宝贵和价值。
So that those people who come later would also share in this preciousness of this life experiences as they sing the hymn.
非常熟悉，非常喜欢唱那奇异恩典。
Just as the hymn we're so familiar with and we all love, Amazing Grace.
不管是三十年、五十年。
Regardless how long this person has believed in the Lord, be it 30 or 50 years,
或是他刚信主没有几天，
or just few days after he believes in the Lord.
一起去唱这首诗歌的时候，里面都是非常喜欢，都非常有感受。
When we come to sing this hymn together, we just love this hymn because we feel the same sentiment.
因为那些都是我们的经历。
Because all these are our personal experiences.
所以祷告先已。
So it's suitable for any age, old and young.
不管信主多久，长和短，每一次唱这首诗歌的时候，里面都得到非常供应，得到非常满足。
Regardless of the years you have believed in the Lord, when you sing this hymn, you just feel so refreshed, this provision of life. Very joyful.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见这些都是生命经历所带来的一个捷径。
So, brothers and sisters, we could see all these are the outcomes of these personal Christian life experiences.
但是好像有一些诗歌唱唱就过去了。
But sometimes we sing other hymns that after we sing them, that's it. It just passed by us.
而且流行两年三年，大家就不再唱了。
Maybe it's popular for 2 or 3 years, and that's it. People forget about it. They don't sing it.
好像真理也是很准确。
In those hymns, it seems the truth is very accurate.
但是里面缺少生命的经历。
But within all those hymns, they simply lack this life experiences.
记得大概十多年前，在基督教里面有所诗歌。
I believe it's about 10 plus years ago in Christianity, there is one hymn everybody just loved.
野地里的百合花。
It is the lily in the wilderness.
现在有谁听到这首诗歌？
Have you heard this hymn lately, recently?
早就不见了，是不是？
It doesn't seem to exist anymore.
哦，类似这样诗歌，一年两年就过去了，因为那是一个流行歌曲。
Hymns like this are pop songs, you know. After
虽然好像许多
few years, they just disappear.
歌词都是从圣经里面把它揭露出来的。
Even though those lyrics are actually from the Bible,
但是那都不是生命经历里面所发表出来的一个诗歌。
But those hymns are not the hymns of life experience.
经不起时间的考验。
Cannot endure the test of time.
这些都在圣灵的管制底下都被淘汰掉了。
So, under the controlling of the Holy Spirit, all these hymns are weeded out.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们去接触这些诗歌的时候，我们里面要一个分辨的灵。
So, brothers and sisters, as we sing all these hymns, I hope that we do have this inner discerning spirit.
什么是的确是属于圣灵所带出来一些的诗歌？
What are the hymns that are actually brought up by the Holy Spirit?
什么是一些人的智慧所写出来一些诗歌？
And what are those hymns written by man's wisdom?
这有很大一个不同。
There is a stark difference here.
什么诗歌能够带给人里面生命的供应？
What hymns that could actually bring forth this provision of life?
叫我们生命有感觉，叫我们生命也会改变。
So that we have this consciousness that leads into transformation of life.
什么诗歌唱过以后就过去了？
What are the hymns after you sing them? They simply pass
you by. 好像跟我们没有
什么关系。As though they have nothing to do with you.
弟兄姊妹，这就是生命经历的不同。
Beloved, this is the difference of our life experience.
所以让我们看见在神面前的经历，生命经历的一个价值是什么。
And it also shows us what is the true value of our life experiences before the Lord.
听一位刚从神学院毕业出来的神学生。
Sometimes we hear those who just graduated from a seminary.
可能他讲了一篇非常准确的道理。
They would tell us a very accurate doctrine.
都是根据圣经来讲的。
It's based upon the Bible.
但是当我们去听的时候，好像觉得道理非常好。
But when we hear him, yes, indeed, the teaching is very good.
但是这些不过达到我们的理智，达到我们头脑而已。
But its teaching simply reaches to intellect into our head only.
因为在这个道里面缺少他生命的经历。
Because within his sharing, there is just lacking of life experience.
但是也许他有时候交通一两篇，也许道不是非常深。
Or maybe he shares on some sermon, the teaching isn't that deep.
浅浅一片的真理的一个交通。
It's a very simple, understandable sharing.
但是却是他自己亲身经历过的一些的感觉。
But this is his personal feeling, feedback on his life experiences.
当我们去听的时候，感觉就不一样。
Then when we hear him, our feedback would be different.
因为这是他所经历所发表出来的话。
Because all these words come from his personal experiences and then being expressed.
所以这个让我们看见基督徒属灵经历是非常重要的。
So here he teaches us that the Christian's experiences are extremely crucial.
所以有时候我们听一些在前面那些年长老练的弟兄们所交通的话语。
So that's why when we hear some elder brothers who are versed in the Lord, and when they share
同样一篇道,
the same message,
但是人听的时候感觉就不一样。
But when people hear them, people's feeling would be different. Not only is there truth in their share, but also there is this life experience in their sharing.
他们对主的认识，对主的体会。
So their understanding, their comprehension of the Lord. It's not anything that could get from your classroom teaching.
所以我们知道一个基督徒对主的认识跟年龄是有一个很大关系。
So we know that Christians' understanding of the Lord is proportionate, closely related to his the age of him in the Lord, not the chronical age.
但是年龄对主的生命经历是有很大关系的。
But it does have a bearing on your life experience.
所以我在想，为什么神让使徒约翰活那么长久呢？
And here I think that why the Lord allows the Apostle John to live such a long life?
而叫他所交通的信息是关于生命经历的事情。
Because the Lord wants him to share the messages on the life experiences.
所以很显然这跟他年纪有关系。
So apparently this experience is related to his age.
因为他有更多时间在地上来经历认识主是怎样一种。
Because he had more time than others to experience what kind of Lord he believes in on the earth.
所以主让他写出约翰书信，讲述一个基督生命经历的故事。
And that's why our Lord allowed him to write this apostle, the first John, to tell this story of life experiences.
所以用什么都是我们的确是蒙恩得救。
So brothers and sisters, we are, if we are truly saved by grace.
我们的确是经过了约翰福音。
If we truly have experienced the gospel according to John, and there, because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have received this eternal life, then we will come to the first epistle of John, the John epistles of John. Because right here, we will actually experience this
life.
So not only did Apostle John bear witness of this life, but also he declared, he reported this life. And for what purpose that he declared, he reported this life?
他说将我们所看见、所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
So that since we declare to you what we've seen, we have heard that we have, you have, you would have fellowship with us.
我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣。 并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Truly our fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
所以这个传递生命呢，是为了叫人能够以这个父和他儿子主耶稣基督相交。
So this declaring, this reporting of this eternal life is for people to have fellowship with the Son and the Father.
为什么能够相交呢？交通呢？
And why do we could fellowship together?
我们知道能够与神交通是一个极重大的事情。
We know this is such an important matter to be able to fellowship with the Lord. When men sinned and fell, they could no longer fellowship with the Lord. Because this sin has separated us from God. When Adam sinned, God said to him, the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die.
所以当人违背神的话，吃了那三个树上果子以后，人灵就死了。
So when man obeyed God's word and they ate of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they died.
人死了就不能与这个生命的主有交通。
They died in spirit, so they could not have this fellowship with the living God.
因为要交通，必须要同一个生命才能交通。
Because for you to fellowship with God, you have to have the same life.As our God. Just as us, we have to first have human life to be able to fellowship with other human beings. First, we have to have human life to be able to understand the things of man. So likewise, we first have to have the life of God, then could we actually fellowship with Him.
我们要神的生命，我们才能明白神的事情。
And we have first His life to be able to understand His things.
所以这是神恢复工作当中一个非常重要的关键。
So this is such a critical point of God's recovery work.
叫我们能够重新和神那个相交交通。
That is, He wants to enable us to once again fellowship with God.
这个就是为什么主耶稣和尼哥底母谈话的时候一再强调重生的重要性。
And this is also why the Lord Jesus, in His dialogue with Nicodemus, He emphasized time again about this importance of being born again.
因为一个人若重生得救，他完全没有办法明白神的事情。
If a person is not being born again, he could not understand God's matters. Absolutely not.
更没办法与神相交。
Nor could he fellowship with his God.
所以尼哥底母的确带一个渴慕的心，要来请教主耶稣关于神的事情。
So Nicodemus did come to the Lord Jesus with a seeking heart to understand God.
但是主耶稣要告诉他神国神的事情之前，要让他知道你必须要重生。
But before the Lord talked to him about the matters of the kingdom of God, he told him, "You have to be born again first."
因为只有尼哥底母先重生，得到这个生命。
Only when Nicodemus is first being born again, has received this life,
当主耶稣在那里告诉他神的事情的时候，他才能明白，他才能体会。
Then when the Lord Jesus talked to him about the things of the kingdom of God, could he actually understand it?
他才能看见神的国，他才能进神的国。
Then he could actually see and enter the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个让我们很明白一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this also teaches one thing so clearly.
我们像传福音，他们不能明白，不能接受，这是很自然的事情。
That is such a natural thing. If we share the gospel with others and they could not understand, they could not receive it.
我们有时候想说，我那么认真把圣讲的那么清楚，那么火热，告诉他相信耶稣有多好，他就没办法信。
Sometimes we feel that we have been sharing this matter of the gospel so seriously, and I've done it fervently, but still they do not understand it. But this is because this person has never had this born again life.
像做见证的时候，他里面的确有点感动，他愿意相信、接受、谦卑下来。
But when we share the gospel, if this person humbles himself and has this sentiment of this gospel and is willing to receive it.
他愿意在承认他是一个罪人，圣灵就会进到他里面。
When he is willing to admit that he's a sinner, the Holy Spirit can enter into him.
慢慢他就能够认识神，体会神，也能够与神相交。
And gradually he is able to understand, to comprehend God, and then fellowship with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，交通也是用生命的一个表现。
So brothers and sisters, this fellowship actually is a manifestation of life.
因为我们所得到这个生命是一个交通的生命。
Because the life we receive is the life of fellowship.
这个生命是想要与神交通，也要与圣徒交通的一个生命。
This is the life that wants to have fellowship with God and also with all the saints.
但很可惜，今天许多被称为基督徒的人，他不知道什么是交通。
But it's quite a pity that today many so-called Christians do not know what this fellowship is all about.
他从来不知道要与神交通。
They never know that they need to fellowship with God.
他以为信耶稣就是为了上天堂不下地狱。
They believe that believing Jesus is for me to go to heaven, not to go to hell.
我想这里可能有两种情形。
And from this phenomenon, I believe two things would evolve.
一个就是没有。原来就是没有生命。
One, he probably has never had this life.
所以他自然而然，他不想 一直有交通。
So very naturally, he would not have the desire to fellowship with God.
因为一个里面没有生命的人，是一个死的生命死的人，他不可能有这个需求。
Now, a person who does not have life, who's dead within, of course, does not have this desire.
他也没有这个需要。
He does not have this need.
因为他没有这个生命的表现。
Because he does not exhibit any signs of life.
第二种就是可能他有生命，但他不知道这个生命活在神的面前。
Second, probably he does have this life, but he does not live according to this life.
所以当我们读约翰书信的时候，我们实在需要常常回到神面前来考验我们。
When we read the Apostle John's epistles, we really have to come before the Lord to approve ourselves, to examine ourselves.
第一次将这一篇的时候也说到，这一书信也成为一个基督徒属于生命的一个检验。
Now, in my first sharing on this message, this theme, that I did mention that this very book, the First John, is also serves as a tool to examine yourself.
借这一卷书，让我们看见我们今天属灵光景是在这个怎么样情况。
Through this book, we can actually approve examine ourselves to see what our spiritual conditions are.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们从来没有与神交通过的一个经历
，So brothers and sisters, if we have never had this experiences to fellowship with God,
也不知道什么叫与神交通
，Nor do we know what it means to fellowship with Him.
我们需要在神面前严肃的面对这个事情。
Then very seriously before God, we have to face this very issue.
这就是许弟兄在我们当中常提起的，教会里面有许多败子。
This is what Brother Xu often mentions in his sharing that among the churches there are many weeds.
就是没有神生命的人。
Those who do not have the life of God.
正如以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，有许多先知人跟他们出去。
Just as Israelites when they left Egypt, there were so many multitudes at mixed multitudes among them.
他们的确和以色列百姓出了埃及，过了红海。
They did go out of Egypt and they passed through this Red Sea.
但是他没有吃羔羊的肉。
But they had never eaten of the flesh of the lamb.
因为只有以色列百姓他们知道需要宰羔羊吃羔羊肉。
Only Israelites did know that they had to kill a lamb and to eat of the flesh of this lamb.
埃及人他们不知道。
Egyptians knew nothing about it.
神没有对他们吩咐他们要去宰羔羊。吃羔羊肉。
Because the God never told them to kill a lamb and to eat of the flesh of the lamb.
所以这些跟以色列百姓出埃及的人，虽然他们是经过红海。
So all these people, although they left together with Israelites to leave Egypt and cross the Red Sea.
就是我们今天来说，就是一个人太受过浸了。
In today's term, it's just like a person who has been baptized.
但是他从来没有接受基督做他的生命。
But he has never received Jesus Christ as his life.
他们成为闲杂人。
He is what the Bible calls mixed multitude.
他们不是以色列人，他们不是神的百姓。
He is not God's people because he is not an Israelite.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是今天在地上教会一个非常大的一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, this is such a grave matter among all the churches today.
许多自称是基督徒的人。
Many people who profess to be Christians.
他们也是受过浸了。
And they have been baptized.
他们说他们也是每个礼拜都来聚会。
And they come to the meetings every week.
甚至他们好像在那有一些服事。
Even they might serve in certain functions.
他们在奉献。
They also contribute financially.
但是好，似乎好像他们没有生命的表现出来。
But it's just they do not exhibit the signs of life.
他们对主没有那个生命的经历。
They do not have this life experiences in the Lord.
他们不明白主在这里所说，听见主的话，看见主的作为，感受到主的同在。
And so they would not understand what John is talking about here. Hearing the voice of the Lord, seeing his acts, and also sense his presence.
因为他们里面没有生命。
Because they do not have life within.
因为没有生命，就没有这些生命的经历。
And because they do not have life, so naturally they will not have this all these life experiences.
所以，我们每一个人需要好好在主面前思考的问题。
So, brother and sister, this is a very serious question. Each one of us has to think about it before the Lord.
确定我们里面是有永生的。
To ascertain that you do have this eternal life within.
免得到那一天的时候就来不及了。
Lest on that very day, it would be too late.
有一个小故事说到一个人。
Now here is a small story.
他住在一个非常高的一个大楼的最顶层。
This person lives in a tall building on the highest top of this building.
有一天他要回去。
Now one day he has to go back home.
就碰到停电。
And there is an outage of power.
所以他就不能坐电梯，上最高一层。
So, he cannot take the elevator to go to the highest.Floor.
那怎么办呢?
So what could he do?
他只好爬楼梯，一阶一阶爬。
So he has to climb upstairs one by one.
因为很高，所以他预备一些水啊、饮料啊，可以一路上慢慢可以来解渴。
Because the building is so high, so he has prepared for himself certain drinks, some snacks. So,
一路上非常辛苦，好不容易最后总是爬到顶楼，到家门口了。
So with much work, hard work, that eventually he came to his door.
到他家门口的时候。
And right at the door of the house.
他发现一件事情。
He realized one thing.
他发现什么事情呢?
What did he find out?
他进不了门。
He could not enter the door.
他发现什么事情?
What did he find out?He forgot his keys.
弟兄姊妹，都是到那一天的时候，我们发觉原来我里面没有永生。
Brothers and sisters, should on that day you realize that you do not have this eternal life.
进不了神的国。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我想就后悔就来不及了。
And that would be too late to regret.
所以使徒在这里告诉我们说，他写这些信呢，是要叫你们这些信奉耶稣基督的人。
So that's why the Apostle John says here, I've written this to you so that all of you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you know you have eternal life.
所以每一个要确定我们里面的确是有永生。
So each one of us has to make sure that we do have this eternal life.
我们不是那种没有生命的人。
We're not those who do not, we're not like those who don't have life.
我们是一种因着软弱不活在这个生命原则里面过生活的人。
We might be those because of weaknesses that we do not live according to the principle of this life.
以致缺少这些使徒所讲这些经历。
So that we lack all these life experiences the apostle is talking about here.
若是这样的话，我们还有指望。
But if this is our case, we still have hope.
因着永生在我们里面了。
Because we do have this eternal life within.
只要我们愿意回到主的面前来。
As long as we are willing to come before the Lord,
在主面前过一个属灵正常的生活
to live this spiritual normal life,
慢慢使徒在这所讲的经历上生命里面慢慢就有这些经历这些体会
and then gradually whatever is being talked about in this book will become our daily life experiences
使徒说他把永远生命传给他们，是叫他们与神有交通。
So here Apostle says that he declares or reports this life to others so that they would have eternal life.
所以与神有交通乃是神呼召我们这个目的。
It's also the very purpose that God calls us to have fellowship with Him.
所以我们刚读到哥林多前书第一章那里告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians we just read,
他说神是信实的，你们原被他所召。
God is faithful by whom you were called.
好，进入他儿子耶稣基督的交通里。
Into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神呼召我们来，叫我们与主耶稣基督有相交。
God has called us so that we could have this fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么是相交？
And what is fellowship?
相交就是分享。
Fellowship is to share in.
我们可以分享神所有的。
To share in what the Lord possesses. And God can also share in what we possess. So when we actually enter into the fellowship of the Son of God,
我们就可以分享他的爱。
We could share in with him that he's very loved for us. When we've tasted his love, we truly feel within us that we are saved by his grace. We are so blessed that we could be called the children of God. Sometimes when we enter into this fellowship in his love, and we sense why God
loves me.
And as we look around our good friends, our neighbors, our intimate friends, and they do not believe in the Lord Jesus. Even though outwardly they're doing much better in every aspect of life, but we do feel that we're more blessed by them. Why is God has chosen us? We truly cannot comprehend this kind of love. This is all in the fellowship we actually experience and taste, understand it all.
我这次回去又去找我那个初中两位非常要好的同学。
This time, as I went back to Taiwan, I went to visit my two very best friends in my middle school.
我们认识已经超过50年了。
We have known each other more than 50 years. And they were doing so well in Taiwan. They held a high position in Taiwan in banks. And every time I talk to them and share with them this faith, the experiences that I have, they show no interest. Even though outwardly they have led such affluent life, better than I.
羡慕他们所有的,
but I don't envy what they have.
我反而羡慕我是一个神的儿女。
And what I envy is that I'm a child of God. So brothers and sisters, should you just sense this little grace from God, you would bow down in worship. So here as we fellowship with the Son of God, not only do we experience his love, but also we share in his glory. And here we see that we're people with this glorious hope. Even though on earth we have to endure many hardships, but all these are nothing. Because all these are temporary afflictions. In order to produce within us that eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. And because of this fellowshipping into his glory, we will follow him and we will enter into his fellowship on earth. So Apostle Paul tells us, so that I may know him, know the power of his resurrection, and also know this suffering, his suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹，借着这个交通，
fellowship in his suffering, that we understand who he is. We simply imitate how our Lord walks on earth. And our Lord, because he wanted to do God's will, he simply endured all the hardships from man. And because we are people who have hope, so through this fellowship with him, our hearts could be even more encouraged. So we would view everything on earth as really nothing, whatever our experiences are. Our hope is in the age to come. Our hope is in our Lord. And this is the very result of this fellowship in life.
和他儿子主耶稣基督有交通。
Not only do we fellowship with the Father and with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
也要与我们有交通，就是与圣徒有交通。
But also we will fellowship with all the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说，当然这个圣不仅是要和神交通，也要和众圣徒有交通的。
So brothers and sisters, here we see the life not only enables us to fellowship with the Father, the Son, but also to fellowship among us.
我们不仅要分享神一切丰富的恩典。
Not only do we want to share all the riches of His blessings.
我们要圣徒与弟兄姊妹一同分享神在我们身上恩典。
But together with all the brothers and sisters, we want to share these blessings which God has given us.
弟兄姊妹一同交通，弟兄姊妹也把他所有一同交通。
So we shall, we fellowship with brothers and sisters what, we are, we have, and likewise they will share, with us who they are, what they have.
把我们和主，对着主一点认识，一点经历，一点学习呢，分享给弟兄姊妹们。
We just share with all the brothers and sisters of our understanding, our learning, our experiences from in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么需要有一个教会生活的一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we need to have church life. We need to assemble together so that we could fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
今天有些基督徒他觉得说我一个人在家读经也就可以了。
And some Christians today feel that, well, I can just study my Bible at home.
我礼拜天也不需要聚会，我可以看电视，我可以从网络上得到一些信息，也非常好，得到一些帮助。
I don't have to go to churches on Sundays because I could get all the messages from tapes, from internet.
神是无所不在的。神，我一个人在家，神与我同在。
Well, since God is omnipresent, so I alone am at home, then God is with me.
弟兄姊妹，听这句话好像是很对。
Brothers and sisters, when you listen to all these words, they do sound right.
但是很显可以看见，这些都是一个不正常属灵的表现。
But apparently, those who say these words exhibit abnormality in the Lord.
因为正常属灵表现，他是喜欢和神的儿女同在相交。
Because normal spiritual expressions of person should be that he just loves to be with God's children. Because this is a life of sharing with one another. This is a life that cannot exist alone.
所以不仅与父有交通，与神的儿子有交通，也要与神的儿女有交通。
So not only do we have fellowship with the Father, with the Son, Jesus Christ, but also we need to fellowship with all, among us all.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
That's what Hebrews says. We need to consider one another to stir up love.
勉励行善。
To do good.
不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人。
Do not forsake assembling of yourselves as those who are so accustomed to.
倒要彼此勉励，因为主来的日子近了。
But exhort one another, for the day is approaching.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常聚会，常常和神的儿女有相见。
So brothers and sisters, let's often have assemblies together, have fellowship with one another.
那交通内容是什么呢
？So what's the content of this our fellowship?
交通的内容就是关乎神和神的事情。
Very naturally, the content of our fellowship is about God and His matters.
关乎属灵的事情。
It's about spiritual matters.
即使我们可以谈论一些地上的事物。
Even though we can talk about some earthly things.
但是在谈论这些地上事物的时候，也是在属灵原则里面交通这些事情。
But even in our discussion about the earthly issues, we should be under the control of the spiritual principles of fellowship.
交通在公司里面做事的一些学习、一些经历。
We can talk about the experiences we gain at work, at school.
在社会上与人接触的时候，我们一些的领受、一些体会
，our life experiences in this society，
这一切都在属灵的根基上来交通的。
But all these should be fellowshiped upon spiritual principles. And many people say they are fellowshiping together. What they do is just chatting.
谈到最后，人的灵都下沉了。
And the more you talk about this so-called fellowshiping, the more the spirit goes down. It's not that through this fellowship that they have been supported and upheld by one another.
只有我们借着彼此相交，把我们在神面前一点的经历能够彼此分享，彼此能建立。
Now through this fellowship in that, we would edify, perfect one another through the experiences we have with the Lord.
真正带给我们属灵生命的帮助。
Kind of fellowship could actually give us spiritual help.
这个交通结果是什么呢？
And what is the very outcome of this fellowship?
神在这里告诉我们说，
and Apostle tells us here,
我们将这些话写给你们是使你们喜乐充足。
These things are we write to you that your joy may be full.
所以当我们真的进到神儿子里面交通，进到那个圣徒里面交通的时候，里面会充满了喜乐。
So when we really enter into the fellowship with the Lord and with all the saints, brothers and sisters, we are filled with joy.
这是一个真正交通所带来一个果实。
This is truly the very fruit of fellowshipping with the Father and with one another. And this joy is the Lord's joy. Just as John 15 tells us, the Lord says, abide in me and I in you. I am the vine, you are the branches.He who abides in me bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣最后说，我将这些话写给你们，告诉你们。
Now the Lord at the end says that I have written, told you all these things.
那是叫我的喜乐能够存在你们里面。
So that my joy will abide in you.
使你们喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy will be made full.
当我们将与主的交通的时候，与圣徒的交通的时候。
Now in this way, when we fellowship with the Father with this old thing.
在那里我们就充满喜乐，充满满足。
And there, we're filled with joy, with satisfaction.
怎样才有喜乐呢？只有一个真正满足人，他才有喜乐。
How can a person be joyful only when he is fully gratified?
今天人之所以没有喜乐，因为他没有满足。
Today, people do not have joy because they do not have this gratification.
所以他们必须。所以人必须要追求这个追求那个，叫他里面有满足，他才会喜乐。
That's why people pursue this and pursue that in order to fulfill, to satisfy their what they need.
地上事物没有一件事情叫我们真正满足。
But we know that on earth nothing will truly satisfy.
自然而然就不会叫我们有喜乐。
And of course, you will not have the joy after that.
当一个人学习住在主的里面，主也住在我们里面。
Only when a person learns to abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in him.
常常连接在一起。
Only when he is often joined to the Lord.
里面就有满足。
Then could he have his inner satisfaction.
他生命的供应我们，服侍我们。
Right there, the Lord supports and provided him with his life.
当我们有满足的时候，里面就充满了喜乐。
And when we are satisfied, we very readily would have this joy within.
喜乐不是从世界上来的，是从神而来的。
So this joy never comes from the world, but from God.
这是一个真正的喜乐。
And this is true joy.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord show His grace to us.
借着使徒约翰的信。
Through Apostle John's epistle,
把我们带到生命的经历里面。
He would bring us into his life experiences.
因为我们已经得到这个生命。
Because we have already received life.
这个生命是我们可以经历的。
This is the very life that we could experience.
这个生命是我们可以享受的。
This is the life we can enjoy.
借这些生命的经历，让我们信心得以更坚固。
So that through all these life experiences in the Lord, our life could be sustained, established more.
更确定我们是有永生的。
To ascertain on our part that we have this eternal life.May the Lord show His grace to us all. This concludes my sharing. Brother, would you please say a prayer to conclude the message?
Brothers and sisters, let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for your grace.